All right.
All right.
That's for you.
Wait.
You,
so look.
What do I need to do?
You wanted me to start it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We should.
So what happened?
Because sometimes, I told him last week, we should start recording a little bit early just so that we have it rolling, because some of the shit we say and do.
Before the cameras.
Before the cameras, you know, before we actually start the show is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, let it roll.
Like that moment right there.
Yeah. We talking about it right now.
Oh, my drink is good. You want to taste it?
Just
pineapple, coconut, milk,
you said milk.
I didn't know what we did.
Coconut.
Oh, before this report, I didn't know what
it's not milk. Milk.
Hey. Hello? Hello?
So,
yeah, I'm going to get all these damn. Yeah, put yourselves on do not confirm.
It's not bad.
Confirm.
That's really not bad. That's really pretty good.
What, the coconut?
Yeah, that shit.
Yeah, that shit's dope.
Mm. This part. We record? You got me?
You're here. You made it. I put on makeup earlier, so I didn't have to worry about doing it.
I just want y'all to know.
I'm happy with my messy.
Sorry, y'all.
This motherfucker over here with these damn sounds.
That's
Mel's. Y'all know we are live. I just want y'all to know that my stomach is not fucked up like Mel said last week.
Yeah. Boo boo.
And I'm in the building.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Melrose, you know what I need you to do, right?
What's that? Comments?
No, share it.
Really?
Share
it.
Help me.
Word? Yeah, so we, live?
We live. So since Taquana kept bugging me about my hair,
right?
I don't know why she can't just let me be great with my my messy poop.
Let me fix it. Here we go. Bam.
Fix it. She fixed it.
I would make it even worse.
Bam.
I mean, you know, if you gonna be you great now, ain't nobody know.
Hey, what happened to the little baby curl that you used to?
The little baby curl that used to be right here. That's your Indian in you.
This right here. Okay, so I did yours. I don't know how to share it.
This is my crow foot, also known as Blackfoot, Native American tribe.
She got
Indian
in her.
I'll
do.
And I have a boyfriend who's Indian.
No.
Who lives in India.
I'm about to say, I had to ask, is he bow and arrow or red dot?
You know what I'm saying?
This motherfucker.
You gotta
know.
I just want you to know. I thought it, but I didn't say it because that ain't right. But he is—he's from India.
Like, I just need to ask a question.
What's the other way I heard? Is it feather or dot?
That was the first one.
Feather or red dot?
Red dot or feather?
So I just want to say, I want to give a shout out to my boo. He's not my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He's my boo in India. Mm-hmm. His name is Hassan. Hi, darling.
You said Hassan? That reminds me
Hassan.
Of the Bugs Bunny cartoon when he goes, Hassan, chop! Remember that cartoon?
He's in
They clearly only had that in New York.
So can I?
No, that was Bugs Bunny. So
excuse me, can I get started?
I thought we started.
Can I get started? Greetings, greetings, greetings. Welcome to These Motherfuckers.
These Motherfuckers.
Whoop, whoop. Today, I am your host, Sonny Motherfucking Calhoun.
Oh, right. Do not disturb. Okay.
And I appreciate everybody from tuning in. Last week, I wasn't available because, like Mel said, I had the bubble guts.
He had
but
the boo-boos.
I'm here this week. We're an interactive show.
Woo!
You know, we do a lot of things. Y'all gonna love it. Let me introduce my co-host. What?
Yes, I'll do something strange for change.
I'm just getting a cut. I'm just getting a cut.
The change that folds, not the change that jingles. Thank you.
Okay. I just want my cut. That's it. So, let me introduce my co-host for the evening. To my immediate right, Miss Far City herself.
Oh, she putting the street name.
What? Introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody, I'm baby motherfucker.
Oh! Gang.
I love
gang.
It.
Right here in the middle. You know, she goes by many things. I call her Professor Barista. Introduce yourself.
I am Lila motherfucking out loud.
Oh. house, son. All right. Next to Miss Lila Out Loud, I got the smoothest brother in LVOOLO. James Brown, Teddy P. Introduce yourself, my brother.
I'm motherfucking Buddha.
Yeah! And listen, this is my ace right here. You know what I'm saying? This is the Bronx Bully. By some people's standard.
You got the Bronx Bully.
Bully, introduce
it's
yourself.
Motherfucking Melrose Carter up in here.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Me?
Yeah.
So.
One.
Watch out. She's coming for you.
That's what I've been waiting for.
Right. Conveniently, she figures it out when it's her time.
I think she set it up that way.
True.
So, what we're going to do is we're going to let Miss Baby Motherfucker tell you how we do this. Talk to him, baby.
Okay. So, here you shall see a bowl of lovely, intriguing, fascinating ideas. Topics and such. Yes, thank you, motherfucker. And so what we shall do is we're gonna pick a damn topic at this motherfucking fishbowl, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's just random. And we're gonna run it. Now we may spend a few extra minutes on one and then keep moving. However, if we stay too many extra minutes on one, then we just keep moving to the next week.
Mm-hmm.
You got
mm-hmm.
it? Cool.
Understood.
If y'all come up with any topics during the show, drop it in our inbox and we will make sure we get it jotted down and drop it in the bowl. Drop it down low.
We have several platforms. At the end, we'll give you all our platforms. And, okay. What are we doing first?
Highlights.
We're doing highlights. That's right.
Hashtag.
I thought we was going to take a drink.
We're going to drink?
We drink.
Cheers.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers to episode 2. Somebody gotta have their comments up because they gotta somebody saying something.
Yeah.
My bad, I was busy on what was important.
Right now, we're gonna do highlights for episode 1, and we're just gonna do it briefly. Hashtag Black Men Don't Cheat. Let me say this: I got booed. I'm good with that. Let me say this: my man was attacked last week.
Hold up.
Pause.
I still
my man was attacked last week, and I'm here to bring his rear. The whole thing about the Black Men Don't Cheat, thank you, man, for being on point, even though that was against me. The thing about it is, it's a conversation.
Yeah.
It's not a movement now, but we're bringing the conversation forward to stop Black men from doing everything. We're promoting the families again. That's all I have to say.
In that case, in that case, I want to point out that maybe you guys should make more of an emphasis on that part because some of your members scoot this way because baby's half out.
Baby's out.
You know, half in, half out is all wrong. Ooh, yeah. I like it when you touch me with your thigh.
Whoa.
Calm down, Mimi. Okay.
Wait.
Don't be showing off the flick. Look.
I got it. She got to
set you up. She got to set you up.
What were you
ain't gotta worry since Black men don't cheat.
Right.
So what I was gonna say, what I was saying was y'all should probably have a meeting, do a workshop or some shit.
Yep.
So that all of y'all are on the same page. Because really, y'all know when you use hashtags and when you use the hashtags, if you use them properly, because some of y'all motherfuckers don't know how to use
the
hashtags
speak
properly. Mm-hmm. But when you use the hashtag, you do not use any punctuation because it drops what comes out, the punctuation and what's after out of the hashtag.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Also, don't hashtag every word of a fucking sentence all the fucking time.
Don't do it.
Anyway, that's another point. But at any rate,
I feel like I'm being personally attacked.
I do. What I want to say is for y'all motherfuckers who didn't attend the meeting, it's Black men, comma, don't cheat, period. Which means we're speaking to you, Black men.
Mm-hmm.
We're not saying that Black men don't cheat. Because y'all motherfuckers do.
We don't.
Not all of you. But what we are saying is, black men, don't cheat.
Hi, Shalonda. Hi, Joel. Hi, Greg. Hi, Shamar.
Don't cheat.
Hi, Mimi. Hi, hi, Adrian. Baby. Hi,
my baby watching me. My baby watching.
What we sipping on, Shamar? So what we sipping on, I got some coconut rum. This is like the best rum ever. I like rum, but this is like the best, all right? The best. It's made with coconut water.
Yeah, it's called Rum Haven Coconut Rum because I want to make sure you get the right thing. If you don't like Malibu, I don't want to listen. I've had it before, but this is hands down way so much better.
It actually tastes like coconut water.
Yeah, it's like made with real coconut water.
Whatever. Oh, okay.
What you drinking?
Well, I'm doing a double thing. So I got some Canadian Club and some Hard Mike's Mango Tango.
Black man cheating on Hard Mike's Mango Tango with some Canadian Club. Imagine that.
What a
two alcohols in one. I'm trying to get there quicker. Right.
So I'm sipping, I think I said, but just in case, I'm sipping on the Rum Haven Coconut Rum with a smidge of pineapple juice.
Oh, I got pineapple
to try
juice.
To, yeah, mm-hmm. try to keep my keto honest. And some coconut milk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm drinking water.
Boo. What's my damn thing? Boo. Sorry, I'm trying to share the podcast. That's what I get. Okay, hold on. But please,
hi, Holly. Hi, Larry.
Oh, shit. God bless it. Hold on.
Boo.
That's for me. That's for me not being on point and for you saying you're drinking water. So yes. We'll do the both on
that. So, while baby is figuring something out, I want to remind you guys that this is our second episode. We the motherfucking shit because we showed up twice in a row.
Okay.
Boom.
Okay.
We have plans for great fucking things for y'all motherfuckers. But we also want to ask you to make sure that you share this fun time with all your friends and family. Make sure you send it personally to your grandma. Okay.
That's my dog.
Hey.
D'Amico said black men don't cheat.
That was last week.
I appreciate you, bro.
Black men, comma, don't cheat. I need you to fix that.
Time out. Now, this my boy. Now, we go back from boys club days. Right down the street from where you used to live.
The boys and girls club now.
You're right.
On Raleigh.
Oh, yeah.
Carver Shores, just so y'all know. I know that y'all all think I'm real bougie and proper, but I sometimes have to remind people that I'm from Carver Shores. Hello.
Carver Shores. I'm not nowhere near.
Elise Street represent.
You're throwing shots?
Hell yeah. I represent my neighborhood.
All right. Okay. You ready?
Babe, they want to know what you're drinking, though.
Me. Canadian Club with black ginger beer.
Black ginger beer doesn't cheat.
I can't let this shit go.
Hi, Joshua. What up, Dion?
What it is? What it do?
What's up, dark skin?
That could be either
one.
Y'all gotta figure out who she's talking to.
So listen, who's we gonna get into this first topic?
So you want to do it because you wasn't here last week?
Yeah.
Well, how long is this show supposed to be?
Let's start with Mary.
So, yeah, we give ourselves like about 10 minutes per ish.
Because.
Per topic.
Okay, why do people cheat? Because they're selfish. Okay?
True.
Because the one time. I shouldn't say one time. Once. Right? When I was unhappy in the situation. No, because I got cheated on in all my relationships except one.
Mm-hmm.
And in that one, I wasn't happy. So instead of me cheating, we broke up, right?
Right.
However, if you ask him, I think he feels that because I didn't physically cheat. But I didn't physically cheat. But at that point, We weren't together, but we were living together. Mm-hmm. And I had reconnected with somebody from my past. But we were just talking on Facebook.
So okay. The body count didn't actually...
The body count did not move. It was the same, you know what I'm saying? Same body count. I had definitely ended things, and it was kind of like, as soon as time permits,
right,
we're getting the fuck out of here.
And right. I'm jumping on this dick. And I'm jumping right off.
No, because he's trying to eat. No, because you know, most of my... All right. Most of the people I met here in Florida was somebody in New York. So, you know, it's difficult. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
we weren't going to cheat no way because I couldn't get to him. So it was really not a physical cheat. You know what I'm saying?
So it leads us to a question. I'm sure there's a question about there. Okay, well, what is cheating?
That's right.
So, I mean, we don't have to address that now, but... You know, keeping with the question, why do people cheat? Joelle seriously throw the cheat ones out. No, baby. Long as people cheating, we're going to talk about it, right?
I feel like we hit a sore spot.
Yeah.
I want you to go take a shot and then come back.
Buddha, what you got for me?
Well, she already stole my answer.
Selfish. Okay, so Lila, selfish. What you think?
But let me add on.
Why do black men cheat?
Well, black men don't cheat.
We don't cheat, so we can go. Black men don't cheat,
but why do people cheat, man? They cheat for financial gain.
Mm-hmm. Ooh!
For financial gain.
That's
correct. Oh, wow. Do you have a personal story?
So
an anecdote?
Instead of going in on the selfish tip, because that's really the real answer.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Shawana.
Yeah, it leads into...
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Financial gain, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Sometimes it might not even be financial gain, but kind of like... You know, a lot of people make decisions because they're up against the wall, right?
Mm-hmm. I understand.
And self-preservation. Mm-hmm. You might have to, you know, look at all these memes about
be careful
dudes.
About you might have to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just saying.
Because I might have to.
You see all these memes about tax time and people go... how people suddenly appear when the refund checks are due.
You're right.
I'm just saying, like, you know, they come around, yes, for financial gain, but you know.
Well, I mean...
Sometimes they gotta...
You're right. I'm with you, but I want to leave the table for somebody else and be able to give their answer. You dig
it? Oh, I got answers.
You just waiting on me?
I'm just waiting on Miss Lila.
So
I got answers.
I think that for my listing, mm-hmm. selfishness is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Fear would be my second one. People are afraid of the consequences of being. Being honest and transparent. Some people cannot handle that level of honesty. So I do think that people are afraid of being honest about we're not vibing anymore as before. And so I'm afraid that I'm going to hurt you.
Okay.
I'm afraid that, you know, you're going to cry. I mean, it could be as simple as they don't want to be honest because they don't want to deal with the consequences.
You getting up and
leaving. You crying, you getting up and leaving, mm-hmm. you know, tied to the financial part. Yeah. We break up and now, you know, maybe this person is now out on their own, having to find their own way. So I think to me, a lot of it has to do with selfishness and fear.
I'm sorry.
Now you good.
Number one.
I already said number one. Move on.
Men and women are different beings. Number one, men do it because it's pussy.
Number three.
Pussy.
You up to three now.
Pussy.
Three.
Pussy. Pussy.
Men, a lot of times men do it was pussy. And it leads from what they had in their past.
Yeah.
They may have been in a situation where they were faithful and something may have happened and they got out of their relationship. But then they get in another relationship and, you know, they're not fully committed to the relationship.
Oh, so they're afraid that they might get cheated on again.
That's it could be anything. Mm. Right. It's not just cheating.
So, but see, when you say pussy, just to be, you know, clean and straightforward, you mean desire, sexual desire.
Yeah, yeah. Because, yo, it's along the lines of being selfish as well. But men do it just because men like to conquer. You know, a lot of times, you know, me personally, I've never cheated and I would never cheat because I'm married. And I love my wife.
Listen,
Y'all, please make sure you post a comment about this bling bling ring. Okay.
Yeah. We do that. We do that right here. But yo, but what I'm saying is this: a lot of times,
you
men
know better than to cheat on me. First of all, she'll fuck you.
She'll beat my ass.
Well, and then the squad is coming through but, right behind her.
But to finish my point,
sorry, go ahead.
Before she squad on me.
Go ahead.
But men do it a lot of times because men just like to conquer things. Men like to conquer new lands. And a lot of times men look at women as just that.
A challenge.
A challenge. Now, women on the other hand, it's I think women it's all leading to selfish. You guys are absolutely correct. But women
thank you.
But women
black men do
women do it for reasons that they're missing things at home. You may not be getting the conversation or the attention that you want at home, so you go seek it elsewhere. I don't
sex
think
is terrible.
Selfish.
It's all selfish. No doubt. You're absolutely correct.
Fear.
Fear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're not elaborating on these.
I'm
points.
Letting you do it. I'm just
so
I'm breaking it down for the slow folks.
Who said something? Somebody said something.
I made it go real small. I don't know how I did it.
I don't either.
I'm about to say LOL Melrose Carter face.
Because
Simone.
No. Go ahead.
But I mean, it's like selfish. Yeah.
but I like how you're elaborating on how for a lot along gender lines, a lot of it has to do with certain things. I just want to remind everyone that, you know, we're inclusive. So just because we say a dude, that doesn't mean that we're leaving out that you might date a dude.
No. We're talking about we're talking about white guys and
we're talking everyone.
Black men don't change.
But like, listen to this though. Even with gay men, that does not change that whole conquering thing.
Oh no, not at all.
They're still gross like that too.
Yeah,
right. And women, I was just listening to stuff. They're gross. Gross. Oh, sorry. I'm knocking everything over.
Not Melrose's face. Her fist.
Right. Okay. And women, even if they're lesbians, they'll run and it's like I was listening. It's like a phenomenon. They rush off and get married and move in with each other like super fast because they both on that level to like.
So
yeah, let's just fucking around.
Sharonda, listen, I didn't say your government, okay?
So hold on, man. We talking about this black man don't cheat.
Let baby finish.
No.
Baby, go ahead. Then I'm gonna slay what I got to say.
Y'all pretty much said it all.
Thank you, baby.
All right.
So let me say what. Let me say what I got to say because here's the most important part. Instead of you, most women out here attacking the black men don't cheat movement, why don't y'all uplift us to keep going on and drive this thing home?
Right.
So, clearly that's what I was doing when I was clarifying
then you
for
go back
you.
Underneath, you say black men don't cheat.
No. If you're saying we're not going to cheat going forward, then hooray. But if you're saying we never cheated, then fuck that. Because
Wait a minute. Now, you got to understand the whole point of this movement.
I understand what you're saying. I'm addressing Carl Weathers over here.
That black man does not cheat. Carl Weathers, Idris Elba,
What's his name?
Sonny Calhoun.
Carl Weathers. You don't remember from Rocky? What's his name?
But you said Carl.
Apollo Creed, first of all.
Apollo Creed.
Don't be disrespectful to him. They made two movies. But
not even that. He looks like.
Oh, shit.
I look like.
Oh, wait, you're grabbing, right? Who's grabbing you? Let's not do
it. It's time to grab.
Yeah, I forget.
Happy Madison. No.
Happy Gilmore.
All right.
Hey, Don. That's what you look like. You know.
All right. We're moving on to the next.
Yeah. We can't say the same topic. I'm just making fun of Carl.
That's right.
Oh no, I'm telling the viewers. Oh, in case they are.
We're moving on because we could talk about the cheating thing all day, but we don't.
Right, but we don't want to.
I just said that, and I'm trying to make fun of Carl.
Hey, Don.
The next topic. What makes men want to marry a woman, and what makes them stay?
Let's say that one more time.
What makes men want to marry a woman and what makes them stay? Let me start by answering this question because I think it was meant for me. As a former player.
Oh, God.
who had a car and everything. I met this woman who came through and she just turned my life upside down.
In a good way,
yeah. And everything that I thought I was, she made it a whole lot better. Oh. So for me, listen, I'm a former criminal.
I'm a soft
and not illegal. And I didn't believe in doing anything according to government laws. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like we could be together and not be married. But according to how, you know, she does things and how how I saw things differently.
God, you just got so soft right now.
Ooh. I was like, yo, let's take the next step.
Thank you, Mimi.
Now, what makes a man stay what makes them stay is, yo, just holding us down. I don't know too many things that I can say, but just being there, being who you are from the beginning to the end. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let Carl come in. Just loving on us when the world is against us. Because, yo, as black men, yo, we got a lot of people who trying to take us the fuck out. You know, and I don't want to get political and into so much different things, but just knowing that the black woman, the woman in general that's loving on us, has our back, means a lot.
Mm. Boom.
I like that.
They was hearting you up.
What am I doing?
Are you?
Black men don't cheat.
Buddha.
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 Okay.
Buddha is gonna, cause he over here.
Motherfucking Buddha. All right. The question is again: what makes a man want to marry a woman?
Marry a woman, and what makes you stay?
Okay, I got you. So, what makes a man want to marry a woman is himself. Once a man realizes who he is and what he wants in life, he makes the necessary movements in that direction to get what it is that he needs and wants in life.
Talk about it.
So,
right on point. Go ahead. So, I'm doing a blocker in there.
Yeah.
So until then, we just gonna continue to play. That's what it is.
It goes. That's how it goes. Doesn't have to be play. You can just be single.
I mean, not being serious enough with other people that want to give.
Let him speak his truth. He plays.
Yeah, but you gotta have that person that come through and make you rethink but everything that you've done.
I agree, but it all starts with self first. You gotta want that.
Yeah.
You gotta want that first. Because ain't nobody else gonna change your mind but you.
Truth be told.
True. And then once you get to that point, then you're ready to receive whatever that woman's happening.
I agree. Because for me, it was a mental thing first. I thought I was convincing myself that I didn't want to be a whore anymore. And I realized that it was, me realizing that I wanted growth.
Right,
Joe.
And once I figured out that, hey, this lady respects my growth. She appreciates everything about me.
Aww, button. Aww.
But it just made it. Transition much easier. All right. So. Let me hear from you, baby.
So I've never been married, so I have no comment.
No. Let me hear your thoughts about it, though.
Oh, like, I have no comment on the marriage question.
Me either, because honestly, I don't fucking know. Because let me tell you something.
Why would a man want to marry me?
Super duper excellent.
Well, you know why?
To my daughter's father.
I'll tell you right now.
Don't do it. Because I'm limiting my comments. Shut the hell up. Listen to what I'm going to say. My first baby father, I treated like super duper well, right?
Thank you, Rhonda.
I don't know what she said. But
she said, great response. Sonny Calhoun.
So I treated him super good. That didn't work out. The guy after that, I treated him super good. That didn't work out. The dude that I treated like
shit,
we got engaged. And I had a fucking rock for your ass. That's what I'm like. Look, like, I'm so excited. I'm not going to I'm talking about a rock. I'm talking about, I was at my job. The white ladies, no offense to the white ladies watching, the white ladies would come over and be like, let me see your ring again. So you know, that's when you made it. You like, something like, you know, nothing crazy.
McCarty Barbie.
No, but still, you know what I'm saying? So I have no clue on
Boom, y'all.
I don't know.
I just figured that shit out.
Hey, look at you being all resourceful. So like I said, I don't have the answer to that.
I would imagine that, you know, if a guy chooses, kind of like what Buddha said, excuse me. I'm going to call you Bud.
Hey, if you ever hear Bud, that's me. That's what baby calls me.
That's
calls
only me what she calls him.
That's Bud.
Yeah.
From the Cosby Show? Is from that the Cosby
Show. You know that dark skin? You know what I'm saying?
Bud. Oh my gosh. It's
you just got
Bud.
It.
Yeah. Bud. Bud.
Okay. So okay, no, but what I would imagine that a man want to marry a woman, like you say, there's the compatibility. You invoke something in them that's deep, that mm-hmm. you know that they want to cherish it and they want to have it for a long time. Come,
life
you know,
long.
You know, and you, I want my man to be my friend, so I would like to believe that we are best friends.
Oh shit.
You know,
Don said Bud was his cousin.
Bud is my cousin.
Oh, the real Bud?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't laugh that loud. It's not that funny, but it just.
So that's what I was saying. Why he gonna stay? Cause he wanna be there.
That's now that I can answer. It's all good. It's only cause they want to.
That's
wanna
real, be there.
That's really true.
The end.
The end.
Next question.
We are going through topics like.
Oh, I have no contribution because. I don't know.
All you right. can't ask us. We don't fucking know.
That's
I mean,
yeah. I'm not a man.
I was married.
I treated him great.
So it'll be fair. He ain't looking, y'all.
I ain't looking like a motherfucker.
He picking. Boom.
Picking.
Can I have mine now?
Yeah.
You're going to have to read it.
Do you owe your partner an explanation if you break up with him, her, or them?
Huh? Ooh. Okay, so when you break up, you got to tell them why. That's
your own explanation.
But the key word was no.
Slide on in.
You owe nobody nothing.
Look, she did the whole.
But as a common courtesy, if you gonna go on and part ways because you grown, then you use your big boy, big girl words and be like. XYZ.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can I go next? If I break up with you, I already told you. And by the time I say I'm leaving, I'm not. There's no discussion. I'm going. I'm going to be like, look, I'm gone. Why? What happened? No, we're not doing this. No, because I told you 1,000 times because I'm a talker. All I do is fucking talk. And like.
True statement.
Where's my cousin? Oh, yeah. Yo, think about sound effect for this shit.
I need the air horn for that one.
No. So all I do, all I do is talk. So, and I'm always telling you why I'm upset. Not always, because I'll hold it. But whatever, don't worry about that. That's somebody else's problem. But, but you know what I'm saying. So if we get to the point where we're breaking up, mm-hmm. I am gonna just break up. Now, I will say this. Because I just thought about, like, my current situation. Because I don't really be wanting a breakup. But I be wanting to, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So I be like,
man. Hey, we got to hear this.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
come on, man.
And my feelings or whatever. No, I'll be like, you know, I can't, you know, because of this, that, the other. But I don't really want to break up. But when I really want to break up, I'll be like, no, that's it.
When you're done, you're done.
When I'm done, I'm done. There's no going back.
Let me just say this. You owe me an explanation. Until I get... I'm a grown man, right? Mm-hmm. And I can accept anything. I can. But you're going to tell me your reasoning for why you do it. Because you owe me that shit. We were in a committed situation, or we was in a situation, period. If we was exchanging fluids, I don't give a fuck. Jesus. You're going to tell me why you don't want to exchange fluids no more. After that, I'm good.
Baby, I love your fluids.
Now, Now, have I given the conversation before? Yes. Like, hey, I don't think we can do this because da 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 da. Now, after I had a conversation one time, mm-hmm. it's nothing else to talk about. Right. I can't keep. I wouldn't go back to it three or four times. Right. Like, you can't keep calling me and say, "Hey, what? But why?" But right. but you did this, but you did that, but yo.
But your fluids was all over my body.
Ooh, wash it off. Clorox does a great job of removing everything.
That's right. Right. Well, I really don't touch the skin. So,
hey, Devonna. Welcome.
Peroxide.
And Don said, by the way, cousin. Yes.
What happened to Bud?
Bud is the cousin. Real
How Bud is Bud cousin. Doing? Can we invite Bud to the LVO? He needs to
Bugs. So,
swear to God.
Right? Like, that's
my childhood.
Yo, real talk. What you got, Lala? What you got, Lala?
Do you owe? I mean, like, if we go with the, like, oh, I don't owe shit, except to the IRS. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, I mean, as a grown motherfucker, I would hope that one is able to communicate what is going on. And like now, if I'm just talking about myself, I'm a communicator to the point of, I guess for some it might be over communicating, but that's because I like straight talk for straight understanding. And I like to know where I stand. I don't want you to know where you stand. So if I have an issue or a concern, I don't have a problem bringing it to you in a very respectful, you know, way. Like, it doesn't have to be all, like, confrontational and shit. And it doesn't have to be, like, you need to do this and whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. I use my words. When you do this, it makes me feel like this. Mm-hmm. Can we come up with something else? Whatever. So, if we get to a point that I'm breaking up with you, I'm going to let you know you missed the first few messages and conversations. Mm. You may have very well been there, but clearly you missed the urgency or whatever. Oh, so, yeah. So it's not that I owe you anything, but I do like closure. I like someone to tell me.
Jory said, yes, Lila, no guesswork.
No guesswork.
No.
All right.
Because ain't nothing worse than guessing. Like, what the fuck I did to that bitch?
Yeah. Let me bring up the rear.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh. All right.
Get it.
Because he likes to bring up the. I mean, what?
I ain't gonna be like that. I'm going to. See, I'm a real prideful man, so I'm going to keep it 100.
Oh, 100. Bro. Talk to him.
Fuck your feelings.
Oh.
I'm out. If I'd have got to that decision when I'm walking out, you can do it all you want. But this is real life we talk about here. Fuck your motherfucking feelings. I'm gone.
But at the end of the day,
your feelings is the only thing that you should be concerned with.
That's it.
But wait, so you don't want an explanation for you? That's good enough.
Oh, no, you know I do. You know I do.
Oh, because
then you got to realize, though, everybody went one way except for me. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I need explanations.
What?
And as a courtesy, I'm going to give it to you.
Right. Yeah.
But my man
says... I want
explanations
too.
But my man say, fuck your feelings. It is what it is.
But do you want an explanation?
No, I don't want an explanation. Because I don't give a fuck at that moment. When you say you don't want me...
No. No, we're talking... So,
no, so he said he's not giving you an explanation. So I said, would you like one? And he said no.
If you don't want...
He said no. All right?
My pride kicks in real, real heavy.
Okay.
So, I hate.
He gonna be like, fuck you, motherfucker.
First of all, we don't gonna use hate. Hate is a very strong word.
On that side of 125th Street.
Hold up.
They are rough.
Yes, they are.
Let me tell you.
I need you to go back.
But you know what's so funny?
Let me tell you.
Everybody on this side is probably the softest ones out the group.
Hey, listen.
You're right. All I do is cry.
But let me get it out, though. Let me get it out so I can go ahead.
But again,
so when the pride kicks up in me, I hate for somebody to think they better than me. So I shut the shit down.
So pride.
I shut the shit down.
right there. I don't need to hear nothing.
So that's, you know what you do? You be like, fuck you, whatever you talking about. Then you go home to the car and you cry looking like Friday. What's his name that he run over to?
It's okay. Hey, listen. It's okay to cry alone by yourself. Hey, Natasha.
Hey,
what you got?
Don't forget, you guys, to share.
Like, follow,
share. Like, follow, share. Follow,
share.
Make sure you like us. Make sure you share the page.
I mean, y'all like the episode. Put it on the page.
Share it with your boss.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Not your boss.
I want to do that.
I don't give a fuck.
Fuck your feelings.
All right.
Hashtag. Now, that's a hashtag I can get behind.
Wait a minute. Because last week was hashtag MelFacts.
Okay, is it fuck your feelings?
I don't know who went through this card. This card is a little rough.
Okay, so
this is the next topic.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you how I know who the fuck folded that card.
This motherfucker
don't follow directions. But go ahead.
I know who that is.
No, it wasn't even one of us.
Let me see.
Shit! God, come on,
son. No, it can't be.
Come on, son.
Oh, maybe it is.
That was who was sitting here.
Yeah.
Length or girth, both cannot be an answer.
Length?
Okay, so I'm going to say that question is probably for three of us at this table.
Mm-hmm. You did say ladies.
We gonna talk about this shit.
But ladies will spare. Never mind.
We talking about the men's shit.
He said ladies.
It says ladies.
It's just
length or
girth.
It's real, like the D kind
bad
of
bad penmanship.
Yeah,
terrible. Who want to chop this out first? Chop it up. Let's go.
So let me say this.
First of all, to start off, it's a preference. Now, go ahead. Go.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a preference. Shit. And I prefer some shit I can work with. In case you haven't seen me, I got a big ass. My favorite position is doggy style. So you're going to have to have something.
Hey, Skylar. Mm-hmm.
To be able
to get past.
Hold on. Listen. Before you guys continue, TJ Legacy Cole said, from my last statement, closure is overrated for those superficial relationships. In the instance that gratification...
Instant gratification generation.
Thank you,
baby. Okay. In other words, if it didn't work out, I need glasses. I can read. I've been reading on and a damn grown person level since I was fucking two. If it didn't work out, dust yourself off and catch the next bus or DM wave.
True that.
That's a fact.
I mean, DJ, I can see that, but I'm 43 years old, and I communicate primarily by, you know, words, conversations, pick up a telephone, in person.
I gotta like that.
I'm not, like, I don't have DM relationships. If all we do is talking to DM, unless you my boo who lives in India...
We don't just talk.
But we all stupid.
We don't.
We was
Bollywood.
Bollywood
and everything.
Hassan, I love you. So, but yeah, I mean, I totally see what you're saying. People who, like, the relationships are like that, absolutely. But even still, like, at some point, I'm going to say this. Don't fuck around and do some shit that you don't want done to you.
Ooh. First of all.
Thank you for commenting, TJ.
Andre can't get glasses, cousin. So the question is, length of girth.
Go back to that. Because I'm about,
let's, since you can't talk about it, y'all.
I'm not talking about that shit.
I'm talking about what I got.
Yeah. No.
It definitely says ladies, comma.
Right. I don't think it's a comma, but we're going to pretend it was. Length or girth.
Child, he graduated from college.
Both cannot be an answer.
You got to pick one.
So you were talking about preference and positioning on some stuff.
Well, it's preference.
She liked the link.
Is it preference?
Because he's got actually
my personal preference.
It's your personal preference.
It's your personal
there's
preference.
There's no right. There's, so people who, and let me say this. There's plenty of people that be like, oh, I got a big dick. Don't know how to do that.
Hold on. I want to hear the tick, tick, tick. Hurry up with this shit.
Hold up.
Right.
We can go with girth.
Okay. Why?
That's what the question is. Go ahead.
She said her preference. Didn't say
look at goddamn.
Shut your mouth. Get out your feelings.
Fuck your feelings.
So anyway, I put it in reverse because number one, you know, I just the length it could be this pen size and long. And then you just you sword fight me.
Ah, sorry. #sword fight.
I don't want to be
All right. So those of you who know that I've very eloquently said, those of you who know I'm into selling, that I've just begun a business sexual wellness. One of the things that I learned, but that I kind of knew, but I just got a whatever. Anyway, the vagina, the first 3 inches of the vagina is where all the nerve endings are. So it's pointless if it's, like she said, a pencil that doesn't do anything. Ooh. So we don't, so speaking personally, I don't, that stop doesn't smiling. Matter. Ooh, I wasn't smiling. I'm being very educational. I'm trying to teach y'all something.
You are. I'm about to ask a question at the end.
It has all the nerve endings. So that's where most of the pleasure
is. Hi, Jennifer.
Jennifer, what, you trying to tell us something about your nerve endings?
No, she just said she was joined.
Oh, hey, Jennifer. Hey. So, you know, just want to let you know, length ain't everything. It's cracked up to be. It so fucking hurts. So
I've had 13 inches.
I had what was in, and that shit was... Wait, what did that shit...
First of all, we didn't need that.
I got to block my dad.
TMI.
But it was terrible. It was... I got to make sure this is on my page. 10... It was over 10, and it was I couldn't close my hand on it. And that was the worst thing ever. I did not enjoy it.
Did you soldier up?
So,
when you first seen it, did you soldier up?
I was like, I eat those.
Wait, let me
My mind
was like, oh my God.
I had more than 10 inches. I was married to more than 10
Please years. Let me be home. I'm sorry.
So, I mean, the length was great. Shit. The girth was great. And I've had 11, 12, 13 inches.
Goddamn, porn flick.
You know.
I'm proud of her.
I'm proud of her. But the problem with the super long penis, in my experience, which is very limited because I'm almost a virgin,
same,
is that the length and girth was so much they couldn't get enough blood flow in it to keep the erection or keep enough of an erection in order to like really enjoy it and have fun.
No, this raggedy fuck stayed hard. Or, I was like, go away!
Stop his phone number.
Tracy
or it's a woman.
Hey, Tracy!
The pretty boy who used to get a haircut.
Is he still pretty?
Every 3 days.
Huh? Is he still pretty?
He should be. I don't know. I haven't seen him. Who used to get a haircut every 3 days, get a manicure every week. The first dude I knew to get manicured and would not wear a t-shirt more than... Or underwear more than once.
All right.
I gotta get all my usage out of my.
You know what I'm saying? He was fine as. No, he was. He had money like that, so he was like, "Fuck that."
Yeah, he was good.
He probably also had a little bit of OCD. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it was. OCD.
He was fine. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Those are good times. That was
hey, Tracy. Tracy.
Call me. Hit me in my DMs.
You're cute.
I'm about that life. But I need a good mix of.
She about to say both of them.
I mean, okay, so I answer the question. If it comes down to a preference, I need enough so I can feel it. Length, so I can enjoy it how I want to enjoy it. I like to ride. I have a chair in my bedroom specifically for sex. Don't worry. I put like a, you know, I put a towel on it. So if you ever come and hang out, you can sit in the chair.
In the chair it didn't smell like anything. Mm-mm. Like no fluids.
That's right.
It wasn't crusty like there was fluids on it. It was good.
I like to ride and I like doggy style.
Coming towards
so me. So I like, you know, I need, so I answer the question. Preference wise, I need enough length in order to do me right.
All
right.
But answering as Lila out loud, I'm going to need the perfect blend of both.
Right.
Well, but then we're going to keep fucking around.
Right. If he said not both, well, obviously it's both.
I mean,
she said length,
but if I have to choose one, I'm going to pick thickness. Because that's thickness. What, you know, I like
you said, pick thickness.
So we had two girths.
Just like, man, we like it thick.
But I got a question.
I'm assuming average girth. Okay. Because if you walking around here with a pencil, I don't care how long it is.
So I got a question for that. Mel motherfucking Carter.
Oh, since okay, she gave up.
Since she came up with these. Since she came up. Since she came up with these 3-inch facts.
The Bronx Bully.
The Bronx Bully.
3-inch facts. Man, my 3 inches is ready.
So are you saying micro penises matter?
No, that
no, because I'm so let me say this: a micro, right? A micro penis would probably be it's an inch or smaller, and actually, unfortunately,
they make peepees that small.
Yeah, some penises are actually are flush against the skin and looks like a belly button.
I'll show you a video of one.
What up?
No, I'm gonna show you a video of one.
It looks like a nipple.
He was masturbating and he had to do this right here.
But what I'm saying,
I feel so bad.
Listen, I understand micro penises are like an inch.
You look like you gotta go like this. Look,
but if you were at the 3-inch mark, you doing business. You haven't been.
Okay, so this is about an inch. So this is 3 inches.
Oh, no. I was DJ here. DJ was 6 inches and DJ was big.
Ooh.
Remember?
Wow. Yeah, that's right. DJ is not a real person. It's one of her many products.
And
yeah, he was 6 inches, but he had what?
Girl.
And DJ had heft too.
So
I was like,
all I got to say is for those who are listening, for fellas who are listening who fit in that category of 3 inches,
it's not my conversation.
Just know that 3 inches of snow will shut the goddamn school down in Florida. Okay. They shut down.
Hashtag 3 inches matter.
Oh my gosh, this is bullshit.
And even though I'm from New York and it takes like feet to shut down.
Block and boulder.
It's alright, but it's still, I'm acclimated to Florida. You know what I'm saying? Okay, 3 inches matter. Okay, good.
Hold
on a second. I just want to say this.
I shared it in OLO.
We shared it everywhere.
Okay.
I would like to mention that the whole vagina and all the nerve endings in the 3 inches is also a hashtag male fact. I just want you to know that. Because that's what I'm going to bring you every week. I'm going to teach y'all some male.
We're going to talk about that a little later.
But please make sure that you reach out to her as .com/CCEE for her business, for all your needs.
So good.
I got some good stuff.
So how many topics we got left?
Hey, let's hit it. We can do it.
We got one more topic at least.
Come on, pick a good one.
Hey, listen,
can I share
something with y'all?
Yeah.
I got a letter from a friend who wanted me to read it out loud.
Okay.
And talk about it.
Can I strawberry letter?
Ooh.
But yo.
Wow.
But yo.
Send us an anonymous. Ooh.
But
yo.
But listen, I hadn't talked to my friends yet. I hadn't talked.
No. You gotta sign your name and who it's about. We won't tell people.
But look, listen.
I gotta see what you look.
But look,
video encouraged. Okay.
But my friend hit me was like, "Yo, on some Ask Sunny shit." Right.
Wait, say it again, because we won't.
My friend hit me on some Ask Sunny shit about this. Right. So I kind of copied and pasted.
I see how you already done coined it. Ask Sunny.
I just didn't get a chance. But yo, it's a perfect thing. Yo, I'm gonna let the professor read it, because I saved that shit.
Because good Lord, we cannot deal with
First of all, I can read really well. I just can't see right now.
Quietly, listen.
While you're looking that up, whenever you were having a little bit of trouble reading, so your TJ Legacy Cole said, chopped and screwed, LOL. Thanks for reading, though. I watched some video that somebody posted on Facebook. And I swear, this grown-ass lady was reading some shit.
Like this.
And the subject matter was so serious. But all I could focus on was the fact that she was grown, reading at...
not read.
I can read.
A second grade.
Sometimes my vision is blurry. My baby took me to the eye doctor and I canceled the appointment because I don't want to wear glasses. But I'm going back next week. But yeah. Right. I put on some Sean John joints that had the blue frame. Like, I felt like Puffy himself, but that's a different story.
So what are you waiting on?
So right here. Shalonda, you just came back.
Oh shit, really? That's a
yo.
Where'd you go?
Crazy. No, oh,
that's too much.
No, no, no.
Hey, Ayatoro. All right, you ready?
Yeah, we're
here.
Right.
We're not here. We're not here. We're not here.
We
ready? What you want to do? You want to
keep talking? No, no, keep talking for like. Oh, keep talking.
Keep talking. All right, go.
You're going to need a phone.
All right, so I've been with my girl for 6 years. When I met her, she instantly, first of all, is there a fucking period? Anyway, okay, I'm sorry.
You know what? I got it. Let me turn off the professor.
So I've been with my girl for 6 years. When I met her, she instantly became the love of my life. I switched up everything, stopped chasing chicks, stopped running the streets, avoided bad habits that could ruin the best thing ever. As things started to progress, we sat down and created a plan. Since I had the better job, I allowed her to quit her bullshit job to focus on school. As soon as she finished, big ups for that. It would be my turn to focus on school. I wouldn't quit my job, just take a lesser role until I got my degree.
So far, so good.
All right. Okay. I can already see what's going down. I held everything down for 2 years, maintaining rent, her car note, utilities, etc., and even keep us looking good through the process. Damn, I was, come on, yeah, I let it go. You should have let it go. I was proud that my baby made it. She got a job almost immediately, and 3 months later, after I took a smaller role on my job, guess what? Shit changed.
Wait a minute.
Saw that
she
coming.
Left her ass for a white boy? I thought she pulled a Kanye. Sorry, go ahead.
Somewhere along the line, she didn't think our plans was such a good idea now, and she thought she worked too hard to cover majority of the bills. I was stunned. We had discussed this beforehand, so too now hard. That I made less money while focusing on school, most of her friends and family started to refer to me as the bum.
Oh, first of all, shame.
That's her problem. Okay, anyway, that's her fault. My girl would go on shopping sprees and not get me anything. She bought a Lexus, but I couldn't drive her car. I felt embarrassed. She would take me to family functions, and her people would treat me real grimy. They would invite exes to family gatherings and Thanksgiving and try to have me sit at the kids' table.
No way.
Like, I wasn't a man. I wasn't having that. I left. Big ups to you. Fuck that shit.
Sometimes you got to take your L's and go.
I never spoke a word of this to my family or friends. I dealt with it. So fast forward. I forgot to mention she stopped having sex with me for a year. Apparently being broke turns her off. My homie overheard a conversation between my girl and his. I remained faithful and focused. Success was my goal. On my graduation day, my chick blew me off to go with her family on a vacation that I think they purposely planned so they didn't have to come to my graduation. I'm fixing this as we go. So I received my diploma, and the following Monday, I received a job promotion. I was at $85,000 yearly. I never mentioned it, but she noticed. After upgrading my wardrobe, buying a nice watch, putting down payment on my dream car, she started to act like the woman I fell in love with.
Boo!
Hashtag Batman don't cheat.
Okay.
Out of nowhere, she was in the mood, coming home, cooking dinner, even asking me out to the movies. I declined most of it. The damage has been done. My boss came into my office and offered me the chance of a lifetime. Good Lord, this shit is so fucking long.
Amen. You got to get it out. Get it out.
We're here for you.
That's for your girlfriend.
Yeah. Sorry. Chance of a lifetime job. The only thing is relocating to the West Coast.
Goodbye.
I'm telling you right now.
Goodbye.
Tell, you know what? You don't owe her an explanation, right?
I could walk in jeans.
Pick your colors carefully. Okay, so anyway. The only thing is relocating to the West Coast, $225,000 yearly, $10,000 monthly home allowance, $25,000 sign bonus for expenses to move. I had 2 weeks to decide which I spoke with my family. I decided to take the job. No brainer, right? Definitely.
Right.
I signed the contract, but I left the paperwork on the kitchen table. You did that shit on purpose.
That's right. Like, bitch, I'm about to leave you. Hashtag fuck your feelings.
I guess she read it because she asked me to come to dinner with her and her family, and everyone was acting weird. They were treating me like I was part of the family. Her dad even asked me to take a picture with him. During dinner, she announced that I had gotten the job promotion and we were moving to Cali. I laughed while everyone congratulated us. I need to know Am I fucked up for accepting this job, moving to Cali with no plans on taking her with me? I'm planning on packing my shit while she's at work. Have the shipping company take my clothes and car and disappear, leaving her a note. I paid the final 2 months on the lease for the apartment, which is all in her name. You don't have to do that shit, but that's good.
That's what type of person
I
is.
Finally explained what was going on all this time to my mom and dad. All she could do was cry because she wasn't aware of what they put me through. My dad knew something was wrong, just never commented on it. So again, am I wrong for leaving like this? Tell me what you think, bro. Boom! Hold on.
10 hours poor. It takes more work.
Well, because you're filling out the whole four glasses, right?
Filling out four glasses. We do slates. We write them out. They get souvenir glasses. You do all this. And I mean, hell, half the time you spend ringing the shit in. Okay? So it's work. It's actually work intensive. And I will say, when I first started there, it didn't matter what color toes you had. Motherfuckers who use Groupon, them motherfuckers don't tip.
Which is stupid.
Because they feel like it's included in the price.
No.
And so, now here's the thing. We still have to take, like, ownership of our shit, right?
Right.
So I saw this happening, and I was like, ain't no fucking way I'm going to be up here doing all these goddamn Groupons and not getting tipped.
What's her name? What's the girl's name? The mascot of Groupon.
Tiffany Haddish.
Your people are doing bad right now.
They're doing bad.
Tiffany.
So I was like, okay, I'm not gonna have this happening. Like especially once I found out from the owners, who are my friends, that they use Groupon as their marketing tool, I was like, well, clearly this ain't going no damn where. We stuck with this shit. So I paid attention. And I just came up with a method that I use to ensure that I get a tip. I ain't gonna put y'all on for what I do. But I will say,
it does not involve titties. Wait. Maybe it does.
What the people say.
It doesn't involve titties. But what I will say is, I took as much power over that situation as I possibly could. And I went from, I would say, 80% of Grouponers not tipping me to 80%+ of Grouponers tipping me. And so the reason why I point that out is, as those of you who are servers, you cannot, just because somebody has brown toes, black toes, you can't treat them differently, right? Because you anticipate that they're not going to tip well and then be disappointed or upset because they tipped you according to your bullshit ass attitude.
Did that shit start over?
Yeah. I did that.
You raggedy fuck.
I'm great.
I'm sorry, y'all.
No, it's a method to it.
It's a method.
There's methods to it. Oh, okay. Keep talking.
Yeah, so I mean, that's something I wanted to share. You know, if we're talking about, like, do we tip less? You can't expect to treat me differently.
Right. Don't treat me different because you think I'm going to tip you less.
And then
give me that same energy you would have down to 20% or 30% tipper.
Every person to me, honestly speaking, and this is, I don't know if this is foul or not, but every person to me when I was a bartender was a dollar sign. I ain't give a fuck if you're a girl. I'm slurring. Sorry, y'all. If you were a girl.
A slur.
A world. I didn't give you a girl. If you came as a couple. If you came by yourself. If you was a white guy. Oh, and I was 150 pounds and some white guy called me a fat ass. And I'm like, bitch, they pay extra for this fat. Okay, sorry.
Yay!
Yes, fat ass. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to leave you hanging. The point is, what was my point?
I don't know.
Hashtag MILFACTS.
What? You treat everybody the same, no matter what.
You're all dollar bills.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Dollar bills, y'all. Okay, so, baby, did you have anything else?
No, but you did pretty much say
it. Right on home. Wait, I don't have a sound for that.
I believe in quality customer service, period.
Period.
And I need that same energy.
Yes, ma'am.
That you would give that when you first got to work.
True.
I want it at the end of the night, no matter what time I come in.
That's right.
Right.
Okay. And if you do not, if your service sucks versus the food, that's how you get a tip.
Right.
Good distinction.
Because
the food is trash. I ain't got nothing to do with the server.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to mistreat you.
No, you didn't. You said $5.
Go away, Carl. We're skipping you for that. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, what's your final thing? All the times in the world, I, baby, do not mistreat you. You mistreat you.
So you better hope when you see Carl that he got baby with him, because you ain't getting shit but five.
He don't know about titty. Baby does the titty. Okay? And she does believe in titty.
I just close my eyes and be like,
right, let me see what lit I got in my pocket.
No, he be waiting to see if I'm gonna be mad.
And I'm not. I don't be upset. I just make
sure.
She's
mad up good.
I'm making sure you get what I'm paying my $50, $60, $70 for.
Right.
Now I'm gonna say this.
And I want the same service for my $2 sandwich.
You yes. Right. Titties and everything. What I was gonna say is also
wrap it up. What's the wrap up?
Well, I wanted to give everybody a chance to say a final word.
What's your word?
Bird. So what I was going to say
first
is...
First of all, she just called me a bird online. Facebook.
But I didn't mean it like that.
That's a hurdle. You mean I'm a bird. What you trying to say?
No.
Say it. But I'm going to let you have it right now. What you saying?
Charge it to my head, not my heart. So, well, I will say this. As
WTF.
As much as I don't have a problem calling the manager, and actually, here's my deal. I try to wait until it's done, the bill is paid, and then go, because one thing, I don't want you to think because I'm black, I'm trying to get my meal for free and complain, right? But if it's egregious...
Don't act like that, because that ain't how it goes down. He's so goddamn dramatic. He's like a fucking woman.
If
right
it's
now.
Egregious, I may have
that
to
shit
get
benefits your ass all the time. Ooh. When it does.
Fight, wait. So,
legit. After all this time, she admits.
No,
yeah,
I'm just saying.
She's going out for the free meal. She's going in for the free meal.
Yeah.
Hey, come on. She is legit. Anyway, go. Because, first of all, she don't even know about fine dining. Nah, since
you're right.
Going to be a damn bubblehead.
So,
all right, come on now.
Just got boom.
Right.
Why you shooting?
There's going to be a cage match. Look, there's going to be a cage match after this.
Right.
Check our live for that.
Lilo, so,
pay-per-view.
So, what I was saying was, I don't have... I prefer to do it after the bill is paid, because I don't want you trying to placate me with no bullshit ass discount. Mm-hmm. Like I tell them, you need to retrain. And this is what I tell them real quick. Bullshit comes from the top, comes from the head. So somewhere in your management and training, there's an issue.
Right.
But I also equally will call out great customer service.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my life flashed before my eyes.
On my Daniel's son. On my Daniel's son.
So,
wax off.
Just
I killed the bitch.
Did kill.
Wow, killed it. Y'all can't see it. I killed it.
She's a murderer.
One eye.
So, what I want to say is, don't y'all be afraid to call out great customer service as well, because
absolutely.
People will complain and pass out bad word of mouth a hell of a lot faster than they
way
will
faster.
Good word of mouth and actually giving props. So
all right.
That was my last word.
My last word is tip. That's all it is. Tip. Wait, tip. What was that? What was that?
Tip
three
well.
Times? Tip of 20%. Okay, 18%. Tip.
Tip. Bullshit.
Men, black men cheat, and that's just on. Maybe, you know, they cheat. Fuck it. Go.
If
all
men
are great.
All men have the propensity to cheat.
Correct. And I'm not saying no fucking where. I'm not wanted. In fact, Lila about to kick me out, and I'm going to beat her to the punch because I'm fucking leaving.
Go ahead, man.
Buddha, she already wrapped up. You stay
she
with the
up?
Damn. Yes. Go
she
ahead.
Good.
It's your turn.
Black men do cheat. They trash. that's trash. Not they. That's trash.
Oh, right.
And what was the other one? I'm not staying. Period.
What a T.
Well, if it's my place, I'm staying, and you getting the fuck out, bitch.
Boom.
Only provision.
Well, since all these people in this group is against me,
come on.
I'm gonna say I'm motherfucking staying. For the sloppy dome and the motherfucking cookie. I'm going to maintain that happiness.
Right.
Even in that brief moment.
Right.
Two,
and,
tipping.
And cheap.
No.
We're talking about cheap.
Tipping, like I said.
Ask who you won last time. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Tipping, I tip.
You're going to get better.
$5.
I'll get better. Because after listening to your eyes, I understand.
He's drunk, and so this may not stick.
No. After listening to you guys, I'll tip better.
Or maybe I'm just drunk.
True that. I appreciate that.
Hey.
I'll be.
I'll take it.
Okay.
And you'll pay attention to why I be saying what I say.
Right.
Okay.
But for my closing remarks.
Closing remarks.
Black men, do not cheat.
Goodbye.
Drop the mic.